Bibles again to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Just want to continue on with a few things. Well, let me just read the whole thing. 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Still talking about works. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Excuse me. As I said last week, repentance has to be given by God. It is not something man can work up in himself. It is not something that man comes up out of himself. It is a gift from God. And if we got a problem with that, you got a problem with Scripture. Because that's what it says. And what it says is what it means. Peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Repentance leads to the acknowledging of the truth. Now, as I said last week also, this kind of leaves the will of man out of it. Mm-hmm. Totally. Now we know from John chapter 1, man needs to be born of God.
Yeah.
Not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. So, also, repentance is given by God. Now, I want to go back to the first verse I read, which is verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I love this verse. I do. This is Paul, as I said yesterday. Paul writing to Timothy, a young preacher, or younger preacher, I don't know how old he was, but he was younger than Paul. Not as experienced in the way, but he was giving instructions to a fellow preacher. And he had just written this after he had wrote some more about, but shun profane and vain babblings. He had been warning Timothy about men. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. And he tells him, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Yeah.
He's warning Timothy about the way people are. And he's warning us about the way people are. He's warning me about the way people are. And he writes this to Timothy, nevertheless, after that, it says where it says, shun profane and vain babblings, and their word which doth eat, will eat as doth a canker. And then he names two guys, Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. After all that, he tells him, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. And it has this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. There will always be people who lie about God. That was the mentioning of Hymenaeus and Philetus. They've erred concerning the truth, saying the resurrection's already past. They are lying. They may have been lying sincerely, but they were sincerely wrong. But they lied about God, and they were believed by some. And this happens. It happens every day. There are people who sit under ministries, such as they're called, where they get lied to about God every time they go there. And Paul is warning Timothy and letting him know this is going to happen to you. Matter of fact, it did happen. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. You don't have to worry about it. This is a comfort, meant to be a comfort to Timothy. Because it does happen. It's unfortunate, but it happens. Those that have not been given repentance oppose themselves. And in opposing themselves, they affect others. So in order to comfort Timothy, Paul talks about God. It's not much of a comfort to talk about man. If you've ever read any of the scriptures, there's not much comfort in talking about men. Matter of fact, there's none. Job's not the only person who ever had miserable comforters. There's a lot of them around. Paul talks about God. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. The foundation of God. What is it, Walter? Other foundations can no man lay than that which is laid. Whatever Paul's going to relate about God, this is a basic principle of it. The foundation stands sure. This is not deep, heady theology. This is not something way up there that you have to study on and go with. No, this is the foundation. This is what everything else is to be built upon. And look, I have a visitor. Go somewhere else. Thank you. That was a bug. Not a person, anyway. I was going to think about it on this disc here, thinking how that sounds. Go away, yes. It was a wasp, okay? This is what I like to call basement theology. The foundation of God stands sure. Everything else is built upon this. And it has this seal. The seal of the foundation of God, which stands sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his. The Lord knows. The Lord knows. Omniscience is just a word. The Lord knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows everything. But that's not exactly what this is talking about. He knows them.
Yeah.
And they're His. He knows them that are His. And this is the same word. When it talks about knowing, it talks about the relationship. The intertwining. The ultimate perception is God's perception. He knows His people as they are, and yet they're still His. He knows us in all our faults and failings and our depravity, and yet we're still His. He knows. God knows. Christ knows. The Spirit knows. And the thing is, He knows now. This is hard to relate because there is nothing that the Lord doesn't know now. I don't know if that's a double negative or not. And it's hard to talk about because there is no future tense. When you're talking about God knowing something, there is no past tense. When you're talking about God knowing, there's only now. Present tense. God knoweth them that are His. Paul wrote this how long ago? Going on 2,000 years? God knew us. And see, I said it in the past tense because that's the way English is made. But 2,000 years ago, God knoweth them that are His. That's us that believe Him now. That's those in the past that believed Him then that are with Him now. It's a hard thing to understand, and it's just almost impossible for unbelievers to understand. Actually, it is. The Lord never grows. The Lord never changes. The statement from Malachi 3 and verse 6 has always been true. From the beginning, I am the Lord. I change not. Before the world was ever made, He was the Lord, He is the Lord, and He changes not. God does not grow because God has always known. And He still knows. And He will ever know. And I don't have the English for it. In the Old Testament, He called Himself the I Am. That's because the Lord is. God is. Christ is. And the Spirit is. The foundation of God stands sure whether I know it or not. The foundation's sure. Because the Lord knows. The Lord knows them that are His, and them that are His, the Lord knows. Them that are His have always been His. Because in the Old Testament, God knows them that are His. Right now, God knows them that are His. And forever, God knows them that are His. Because it will be forever, from our perspective. We're creatures of time. Our knowledge, my knowledge, is some of the past, some of the present, and none of the future. Except for what's written in this book. That I've been given to understand. God always knows. God has always known. God will always know. And the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth, knows them that are His. Now the reason I think this was a comfort to Timothy is the same reason that I think it was a comfort to me. Because Paul was telling him of these unpleasant things that are going to happen and had happened, and more were going to happen. Some will turn away. Some others will go with them when some turn away. Some will cause dissension and strife. But I do not have to worry, because the Lord knows them that are His. The comfort is in the foundation of God having that seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are His, because Paul did not know those that were the Lord's. Timothy didn't know those that were the Lord's. I don't know all them that are His. And I don't have to. And Walter, that's good news. I don't have to know them that are His. And I thank God for it. The reason I don't have to know is because the Lord knows. Now, it doesn't stop hurting when people leave. It doesn't stop the pain and the anguish sometimes of dissension and of strife and of anything else. It's painful. It can make you feel guilty that maybe you said something wrong. Maybe you did something wrong. Maybe you weren't as nice a person as you should have been. But the foundation still stands sure. No matter whether I succeed or whether I fail, the Lord knoweth them that are His. It's not on me. And that's a comfort. And you stand in this place, that's a comfort. It's not up to me to be, well, I am not in charge of keeping the flock of God. And neither was Timothy. I am supposed to feed His sheep. That's what I'm here for. And I hope I succeed. Some days are better than others. Let's just put it that way. There is a good shepherd. There is the great shepherd of the sheep, and it's not me. And I thank God for that. His sheep are kept by the power of God through faith, not by anything I say or do not say. They are kept by the power of God through faith, and that faith is in Jesus Christ. I know and I believe the Lord knoweth them that are His. And that comforts me. That's enough for me. I know that He gives life, and to those that He gives life, He'll give repentance. And to those He gives repentance, they're going to turn to Him from idols. I know that those that turn to Him believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And I know that those who truly seek Him have already been found by that great shepherd of the sheep. And I know that those that the good shepherd has found will go in and out and find pasture. All I am required to do is to preach the truth of God as it is in Jesus Christ. That's what He tells Timothy here in chapter 4. Verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant. In season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Yeah, it's here. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now, it's not my problem they want teachers with itching ears. And the people have itching ears. And the teachers have itching ears. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. It seems like most of the time it's out of season. It's inconvenient for most people to hear anything about God. It's inconvenient for the truth of God to be preached just about any time nowadays. Those were Paul's instructions to Timothy, and those are my instructions, because Jesus Christ knoweth them that are his. The foundation of God stands sure without me. The Christ of God stands sure. The truth of God stands sure. And the foundation of God stands sure whether I stand or not. The Lord knows them that are his. Whether I know it or not, the Lord knows. And that's a comfort to me. And to be honest, it's a blessing to all who preach the word. The sower is to sow seed. That's it. That's the end of the job. For the sower. Paul wrote, Walter spent his time on it. I planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase. Timothy is being told here by Paul, he don't have to be a soul winner in the definition of modern religion. You don't have to be a soul winner, and neither do I. Because the Lord knoweth them that are his. Walter, I'm reminded of that meeting that we went to down at Henry's years ago. And a fellow stood up there, and I can't remember his name. I'm not going to say it anyway, because that was a long time ago. But he did say something and almost got to crying, worried about, and he spoke from the pulpit of talking about preachers laughing and joking and having a good time. And he was said, my children are going to hell. Yeah, that was him. And Earl was there. And Earl told him. Now, I got this secondhand, but I believe Earl was telling the truth. Earl told him, he said, don't you lay the salvation of your children at my feet. Yeah. That's not where it goes. And whether I'm laughing and joking, or whether I'm crying and moaning, the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. It's not up to me. And I thank God for that every day. It's not up to me. Because I don't want the responsibility. Because I am not responsible for the salvation of anyone. And you want to know the truth? Not even of myself.
Amen.
Not even of myself. Because salvation is of the Lord. And the foundation stands sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And they're his. And he'll do with them as he will. And he wills to save them. And they will be saved. And if they leave, it's because they weren't his. John wrote it. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would no doubt continued with us. There wasn't anywhere else to go back in those days. I mean, we can hold out some shred of hope here in this time to where possibly if they leave this assembly here, they might go somewhere else where there is a little bit of truth, because we know a few people who do. But most people, when they leave here, they either go totally into Arminianism, into error, into heresy, or they don't go anywhere at all. Had they been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, and they'll go out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Those that leave and those that are led away leave us. We still got the words Paul wrote to Timothy. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Because unfortunately, usually when they leave this place, a lot of them end up in the middle of iniquity. He continues on in chapter 3. This know also, in the last days perilous times shall come. And how? For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Verse 7, ever learning and never able. Walter, doesn't that mean that they could be able? Don't think so. Never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Never able means incapable, unless God gives repentance. And the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and he'll give repentance to whom he will. And if they're his, he'll give life. He'll give repentance. He'll give faith. And he'll give the love of the truth. That's no different than any other promise, Walter, the love of the truth. And I hope he's given it to you. And I hope that's why you're here. I hope that's why I'm here. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this place, this time. And we're thankful that the foundation of God does stand sure. You know those that are yours. We just want to be yours. Through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to be yours. In his name we ask. Amen.